Broadcasting live statewide from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. Now, a guy who can still look intimidating in leg warmers, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome back to Nightlight. I am Pete Schwabba, broadcasting live from WGBW here in Green Bay, coming to you statewide. A lot going on in tonight's show, a lot of great guests too, and our question of the night is in regard to Christmas trees. Do you like fake or real? Fake or real Christmas trees? I got a text, it said, fake, I don't like that awful smell. I assume they mean of the real tree. They don't like the smell of pine. I use a fake tree, but I like the smell of pine. That's interesting. They don't like the smell of pine, so they use a fake tree. Thank you for your honesty and your text. Here's another one. Best experience of my life, cutting down a real Christmas tree on the homestead farm in 1876 with my stepson back in 1998. Big time jump there. That must be a place. That must be an actual farm. I'm out of the loop. Very, very nice. Thank you for the text. Keep them coming. 920-264-0606. 920-264-0606. Let us know. What do you prefer? Fake Christmas tree or real Christmas tree? That is the question for tonight. Bob Bro was great. He was just here singing. He sang Danny Boy in the Studio. World-renowned opera singer. Performing live here. That was a real treat. So look for him online. RobertBro.com is his website if you want to see where he's performing or where you can catch him. He's quite a performer. And now we are going to turn. All right, we're going to go to we talked a little bit to Rich Larson about the Rudolph Country Christmas. That's a nice Christmas, a down home Christmas in Wood County in Rudolph, Wisconsin. Now we're going to go up a little bit north. We mentioned Marinette. We're going to go back to Marinette. And we're going to talk to a guy who is the director of tourism and marketing, and he's going to tell us about an event that's happening up there next week. Sean Katzbeck joins us. Sean, how are you?
Hey, I'm good, Pete. How are you?
I'm doing great. I appreciate you taking time on a Friday night. I know when this is when all the good TV is on, so I appreciate you taking some time. So you're the director.
Oh, that's great.
You're the director of tourism and marketing for the Marinette Community Rec Center. And the rec center is only maybe, what, 3 years old now? 3 or 4 years?
2018, actually.
Okay.
Pete, so about five. Right. I'm the director of marketing and tourism for the city of Marinette.
Oh, for the city. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
And part of my responsibility, though, is the rec center as well, correct?
That's excellent. And you have it's a great thing for the community. It's a great facility. We're lucky to have it up there. I wanted to have you on, Sean, because I want to talk about an event you have coming up on December 15th. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah. So on December 15th, we're having a show called For Kids from 1 to 92. That is the lyrics of a song. A lot of people would know it as Chestnuts Roasting on an Open Fire. But it's actually, the interesting thing is the title of the song is called The Christmas Song. I did not know that, by the way. Learned that because the gentleman who wrote that was Mel Torme, The Velvet Fog. And Mel Torme's son, Steve March Torme, is a part of this show. So Steve, along with Michael Bailey, the lead singer from the Vic Ferrari band, and then a 16-piece band called Steam, will be up in Marinette performing just this amazing Christmas show. We had it last year, and it was just stunning.
Wow. So how many do you still have tickets left for that? Here's what I'm going to say, Sean.
Yeah.
When I, you know, living in Marinette years ago, when I lived there when I was younger, like in high school, if you wanted to see a really cool show, you had to drive to Green Bay. Now, thanks to the rec center in Marinette, you know, people from Green Bay, if they want to see this show, can drive up there, and we don't have to leave.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And ironically, Pete, here's another little fun fact for you there that you didn't know, is that my wife graduated 1 year ahead of you at Catholic Central.
Who was your wife?
Tina Cook.
You're married to Tina Cook?
I am.
Oh, my gosh.
So there you go.
Well, tell Tina I said hello. That's wow. Yeah, we were in plays together.
Exactly.
And
that's what she told me. Yeah.
That's so great. Small world and even smaller town. What do you
exactly.
say about that?
Exactly.
That's fun. Well, that good. Tell Tina I said hello. That's
I will, Pete.
So,
I will.
Okay, so September 15th, 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Are there still tickets left for this fabulous concert?
There are still. And the way I structured this, because I wanted to make sure last year this was such a great show that I wanted to make sure that kids would be able to come. So ages 9 and under are free. So I wanted to make sure that the younger kids could really enjoy this with their families. The most expensive ticket is $27.50. So the tickets are very reasonably priced. This band plays, Pete, they play everything from Trans-Siberian Orchestra, the Carol of the Bells, because they've got a string section that's out of this world, a horn section, a drum
wow.
section. So they play everything. I mean, it plays everything from, like I said, Trans-Siberian to John Mellencamp's I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus. It's everything in between.
Nice. And 7 to 10, that's like, that's not, you're getting your money. That's like a Taylor Swift concert. That's pretty good.
Well, it's a 3-hour show that they actually take a little bit of a break in between because they're just going so hard. But it's a phenomenal show, and I would highly. It's one I've done a lot of shows. I've been blessed with the opportunity to do them, and this is one that's a very top notch show.
So you get 9 and under are in free. What do you do with the kids, like the 10 and 11 year olds, that try to get in with a fake ID?
So, yeah. So obviously, first off, we're not going to be checking ID.
I'm going to be carding people. Okay.
But it's $17.50 for the kids 10 and up. And then we have senior citizen prices at $22.50. And we also have the bleachers as well. So we've got a bleacher section that's $22.50 and $12.50 for adults and kids.
That's fantastic. So it's a rec center, and it's a really nice one. I've been in there several times. Do you ever have issues, Sean, with pickleballers? Have you ever seen them drop the gloves and go at it?
Come on.
They're pretty intense.
Your sister has to be giving you inside information.
I got spies everywhere, buddy.
I know you do. Let's just say that they make things interesting.
So you got this great facility, Sean. What would you, Sean, what's the event you would want to bring to Marinette at the rec center if money were no object and if you knew you could get them? What would you do?
You know, I have been, like I said, I've seen some really, really good shows. And in the latter part of my time of doing shows, I started to do a lot of different Christian CCM shows. For King and Country, which is a Christian contemporary band that just rocks, or Toby Mac.
Oh, wow.
Those probably would be they are just so filled with energy and just a positive vibe and a positive message that comes out of them. That would be my thing. But I mean, you're talking probably $100,000 for those bands.
Come on, write them a third party bad check, Sean. You can do
there
it.
You go.
Marinette's credit is good, right?
That's right. Well, I am looking for sponsors. Maybe, you know, Schwab Law Firm or something can help.
You're talking to the wrong guy about that one. So what else is coming up at the rec?
You bet. So we also, in February, we're going to be doing a country show that's going to have three different artists and we're just starting to get them signed. So that'll be coming out shortly.
Nice.
We also will be doing a pickleball tournament. That is a huge, huge thing. And then we do a lot of like just community focused things, whether it's movies, skate and dances over in the ice arena. This community rec center, I will tell you, I grew up in Chicago, moved up here, and this center does not fit in this community because it is so forward thinking and so technology ahead. It's just amazing.
Very nice. Yeah. Well, that's exciting. Yeah. Okay, well, good luck with that stuff. And I think I warned you, Sean, this show is primarily entertainment-based and a lot of fun Wisconsin stuff. Like you guys, we had a guy from Rudolph earlier trying to learn more about the state and have people on from smaller and communities all over the state. But it's primarily entertainment-based as well. What is Sean Katzbach? If you're not on the phone with me right now, what are you watching? What's your show? What can you recommend to our listeners?
So we just finished, me and my wife just finished binge-watching Suits, which I really dug. We caught that on Netflix, 2016 to about 2020. It's the one, the woman married Prince Andrew. I can't think of her name right now, but really enjoyed that. And I'm an amazing race guy. I love that show.
Oh,
I
nice.
Wish I could go around the world and you know, watch. If you're asking, like, you know, like a movie or like a sitcom, something funny, is that more what you're leaning
towards? Whatever you watch. It doesn't have to be comedy. It can be action, whatever. I'm looking for stuff that's binge-worthy and cringe-worthy just to share with people so that I don't have to scroll for 40 minutes looking for something to watch. And you're the second person this week, or second or third maybe, that has said Suits. So that's something I'm going to have to check out because I've not seen Suits yet. I hear it's great.
It was, they have some dynamic characters that really, you know, if you know the character Diamond in writing classes, I will tell you that they feel that character Diamond good. These are very dynamic characters that are just phenomenal.
Very nice.
I was just watched 12, I think it was like 12 men. It was a story about the first people that went into Afghanistan after.
Oh, I saw that. Yeah, 13 hours or something like that.
Yeah, 20. Yeah. 20, yeah, it was like 21 days or something. That was amazing.
That's awesome. Sean, I cannot thank you enough. No, I didn't mean to cut you off. It's been great having you. Good luck with STEAM. The event is next Friday night at STEAM at the Marinette Community Rec Center. Check it out. There's still tickets available. Sean, I don't know what to say. Keep those pickleballers in line. Do not take any crap from them. Okay? Do not be afraid to use the headlock.
Because I'm too angry.
All right. It's Sean Katzbach from the Marinette Community Rec Center. Thank you, Sean. And thanks for listening.
You.
We're going to have Terry Barr is going to join me in just a few minutes to talk about the last Kiss concert ever. It's Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network. Oh, I swear. Welcome back to Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, broadcasting live from the WGBW studios here in Green Bay, beautiful city deck. Just a few minutes. Terry Barr, Civic Media's Terry Barr, is going to join me. She attended the last Kiss concert at Madison Square Garden just a few days ago, and she's going to give us a full update on that. And we're going to talk to Terry about a few things. And then Mike Clemens is going to join me at the end of the hour with a kind of a rundown as a big sports weekend here in Wisconsin. And Mike will cover all that. He's just a very thorough, excellent reporter. He'll be here in a little while. So it is the weekend, and I don't know if you guys know what you're going to watch, but here's the thing. Succession, that's a big show. People love Succession. I loved it for about 2.5 seasons. I watched it. I really like it. It's very funny. But recently I saw some people are saying it's one of the best shows of all time. I don't get that. It's well-written, well-acted. It's a really solid show. But you have to get used to watching billionaires be entitled brats. That's kind of what the show is. They live in their own world. It's not even first-world problems. It's like first 0.0001% problems, which a lot of the comedy comes out of. It's not a bad show, but I don't get it. I don't know. Did you watch this show? Let me know what you think if you want to text in. 920-264-0606. There are some very funny parts. It's a comedy, and Will Ferrell is one of the executive producers. It's definitely worth a look. I'll probably go back to it. I watched about 3.5 seasons. I stuck with it longer than it kind of wore out its welcome with me personally, but I'll probably go back to it. And then here's another show I've been watching. If you're looking for something to binge watch this weekend, it's a show on Paramount Plus called Lioness. I talked about it a little earlier in the week with Rob Thomas. If you like a show where girls just kick butt repeatedly, ad nauseum, I mean, Zoe Saldana, Nicole Kidman, there's an actress, I'm probably saying her name wrong, Laisla de Oliveira. She is phenomenal. She is excellent. And it's like this covert ops group. I think it's like even a secret wing of the CIA. And Zoe Saldana runs this unit. And they do all, it's the Lioness program. And they send women in undercover in the Middle East. And I will say it took an episode or two to get rolling with me. I liked it. It has a great opening scene. But it took a little while. It took an episode or two. And it was only 8 episodes. But once it picks up steam, boy, it doesn't slow down. It's really fun. Morgan Freeman is in it. Bruce McGill. Bruce McGill played D-Day in Animal House. And he has gone on from there to have a really remarkable career. He has a scene in The Insider with Russell Crowe about the tobacco industry, a movie from about 20 years ago, maybe even longer. And Bruce McGill, there's a courtroom scene where he's a prosecutor in Mississippi, I think, and he's the local prosecutor. It's some of the best acting I've ever seen. He's a great actor. Martin Donovan is in Lioness. He plays Nicole Kidman's husband. I didn't know who he was. I'm watching this show going, God, I know this guy. But Martin Donovan has been in tons of stuff. And he was in a film called Saved, where he played a youth preacher. I thought it was very funny. So there you go. There's a couple recommendations for you. Lioness, if you like Succession, you know, I think it's set, I think they parody the Murdoch family, if I'm not mistaken. But you might like Succession. They say it's one of the best shows ever. I didn't see that, but it is a solid show. Lioness is great. And there's some, you know, we should play a clip from a Christmas movie. We haven't really talked about Christmas. The question of the night, though, is what kind of tree do you like, fake or real? And we want to hear from you. 920-264-0606. You're welcome to put a reason on there why you like fake, why you like real. One texter said earlier, fake are less of a mess. I agree with that. I'm a fake guy myself after years of real trees. One texter said they didn't like the smell of the real tree. They did not like the pine smell. I don't know where you get a car freshener if that's your take on pine, but whatever, to each his own. So text us and let us know what you think. 920-264-0606. Right now, I think we need a little Christmas in this in the show. We haven't really had much. Not too much anyway, but it's Friday night, and I'm in the mood for some Clark Griswold. So, Conrad, we have a Christmas Vacation clip ready to go.
And the older boy, bless his soul, is preparing for his career.
College?
Carnival.
You gotta be proud.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, last season he was a pixie dust spreader on a Celtic whirl. And he thinks that maybe next year he'll be guessing people's weight or barking for the yak woman. You ever see her?
No.
Yeah, she's got these big horns growing right out above her ear. Yeah, she's ugly as sin, but a sweet gal and a good cook.
Can I refill your eggnog for you? Get you something to eat? Drive you out to the middle of nowhere? Leave you for dead?
No, I'm doing just fine, Clark.
probably my favorite moment in that whole movie in Christmas Vacation is well, anytime in any of them, it's the Clark and Eddie stuff. But my favorite in the original Vacation, I have to say, was when Eddie gives Clark the gift when they're about to go back on the road. He gives him the white shoes. And I don't know. It's just such a great dynamic. Chevy Chase, some of Hollywood doesn't like him. I got to say, for a guy who is just himself pretty much in movies, what a career. He's always himself. Like, he is a good actor, but he's always playing Chevy Chase. And it works. He's been in bad movies, most of the Vacations, to name a few. But the original and Christmas, you can't go wrong. Do we have another one? Conrad, let's fire up another Christmas Vacation.
Mark?
Clark. That's Bill, sir.
Are you the one who was working on that non-nutritive cereal varnish?
Yes, sir.
I've got to give a speech to a trade group. I'd like to mention it. Write up a brief summary and have it to me by the end of the day.
My pleasure.
Layman's terms. None of that inside jargon that nobody understands.
Oh, Mrs. Shirley. We got your Christmas card the other day, and my family and I are very flattered that you remembered us. Corporate cards.
Don't forget that report, Bill.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Kiss my ass. Kiss his ass. Kiss your ass. Happy Hanukkah.
I do not approve of the swearing, but a fine film. Christmas Vacation, folks. It seems like it's on everybody's radar. Everybody watches that. Home Alone. Seems like I end up watching both of them each year. Brian Doyle Murray, too, in that clip. Very funny. He's so great at underplaying things. Bill Murray is too, but Brian Murray, great stuff. Love the movie. He was great in Vacation, in the original Vacation too. He played a campground supervisor who takes Clark's money, and he says, when Clark complains about how expensive the tents are, Brian Doyle Murray says, "Oh, that price includes scenery and wildlife fun." Great line, whatever that means. Hey, it's Pete Schwab. This is Nightlight. When we come back, we're going to find out what the last Kiss concert ever was like at Madison Square Garden. Terry Barr, Civic Media's own Terry Barr, is going to join me, and we're going to have a full breakdown of Kiss. Don't miss it. It's Pete Schwab. This is Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Can't get no rest. Don't know how I work all day. When will I learn? Memories get in the way. I walk around. I can't hear a sound. Folks talking loud, but I don't see at all. I gotta get away, gotta get away. I don't
know where to go. It's hopeless, so I guess I'll leave it alone.
Welcome back to Nightlight. I am Pete Schwabba. Thank you for being with me on this Friday night. Beautiful Friday night in Wisconsin. Just gorgeous. Not real Christmassy, but that's okay. It's okay with me anyway. Hey, I'm very excited to announce my next guest, or to welcome my next guest. She has been described to me as Civic Media's do-it-all girl. She does voiceovers, writes news, does slice-of-life features, interviews, stories. And she's got a very velvety voice that I love hearing on Civic Media all the time. Terry Barr joins me now. Hi, Terry.
Hi, Pete.
Was that a good enough intro?
I have my nightlight on tonight for you.
let's bring some light to each other's night. See what I did there?
I love it.
Yeah, me too. Hey, so this is so cool that you're taking time out on a Friday night to hang with me just for a few minutes here to talk about Kiss.
This past weekend, the final two Kiss End of the Road Tour shows happened at Madison Square Garden in New York City, and they claim this is it. They are done as a band, as Kiss, as we know it, for 50 years.
Good Lord.
All done.
Wow.
Yeah, we were really fortunate to be invited by some friends to join them to go to the final show. And for us, we love New York City. We almost moved there a long time ago, and we did not, just for a whole bunch of reasons that could be a whole other show.
Yeah.
But we have friends that live there, and we love that city. But neither one of us had ever been to Madison Square Garden, so the opportunity to go there for Kiss, who grew up basically around the corner from Madison Square Garden, we couldn't pass it up.
Wait a minute. Kiss grew up around the corner from Madison Square Garden?
Yeah.
Like Gene Simmons?
Two of the guys are from Queens. Two of the other guys are from the Bronx.
Really?
Yeah.
I did not know. I had no idea. I will tell you, my first album, I'm not kidding, was Destroyer.
That's first, not bad.
Not first Pete, Kiss album. Yeah, that was my first album ever. And I was kind of like peer pressured into buying it because there was older kids in my neighborhood. So I bought Destroyer. My brother Tim brought a John Denver album. And I used to tease him. Yeah. And I was like, oh, John Denver. And now I love John Denver. But
well,
anyway.
Of course, don't we all?
Yeah. But I still like Kiss. Gosh. And my mom said, when I got the album, she said, well, the thing with those bands, Peter, is they're going to be gone in 2 years. You'll never hear from them again. So I reminded her of that the other day.
They were like a flash in the pan.
Yeah,
kind of
yeah.
Thing.
With yeah. the makeup yep. and the music. But here they are 50 years later. And you were there. You went, you braved New York City, the crowds,
yes.
the flights, everything. And I think that's pretty impressive. What did you think of Madison Square Garden?
Thanks. Well, and it's so funny because my husband, we are equal Kiss fans. And we always say, you know, there's like a joke, hey, what's your favorite band? You know, when you first meet each other, oh, it's Kiss. Oh, and they lived happily ever after.
Check, please. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But I remember he said his mom would actually take his albums, read the liners from the albums. Remember, you could actually have lyrics on. And then she would decide if he could listen to it or not. Oh, my parents were like, eh. But when I wanted to go to the first concert, when I was still pretty young, junior high or something, that's when the foot came down and said, no, you will have to wait until you have your own money and you're old enough to go.
You know, that's probably not a bad place to put the foot down, actually.
That's funny.
Given
that
your
funny.
Age. I remember when I heard Detroit Rock City, I was like, well, Detroit is the rock city? I got to go there. Like, I took everything so literally because I was so young. It was.
We didn't know. And
we
now
didn't
if
know.
You listen to some of the lyrics again, you go, oh my gosh, that's what they're saying.
Right.
Maybe I was singing them wrong way back then, but...
And you posted a video to your Facebook page from the concert that I watched. Your husband really was getting into it. He was having a blast.
Oh, we were so lucky. You know, we have gone to, this would be our sixth end of the road tour show, only because this started back in 2019. And, you know, what happened in 2020? So we were able to kind of space out our shows over the time, kind of with the money as well, affording to go to these shows.
Yeah.
And so in the end, this last show on Saturday was our sixth end of the road tour show.
Jeez.
But then we looked at each other and we said, now what do we do?
Oh, they'll be back. They're bilking you.
Well, that's what everybody else is saying too. We went to a comedian, a comedy show in New York on Thursday night before the show. And this is a guy, Craig Gass. He's hilarious.
Okay.
He does imitations of all the guys in the band. So this really became a Kiss comedy show where he was basically talking to himself, but in all their different voices. But at one point, he asked everybody in the crowd, a very Kiss-filled crowd, of course.
Yeah.
All right, so who thinks this is it, that we won't get to see each other again? And nobody said a word. So
funny.
You know where that's going. Yeah, right. Everybody expects something to come next.
Do you have a favorite Kiss song?
I have a couple. And one is Love Gun. Now, just don't freak out.
No freaking out is taking place here. Nothing.
Yes. I love that song because this is when Paul Stanley, the lead singer with the star on his eye, throws his guitar over his back, puts his foot in a ring that goes up in the air, and he flies across the entire crowd to a backstage.
Oh, wow.
And if you weren't able to get great tickets and you sat in the back, he comes out to sing and play for you. And on this particular night, he did like four songs out on that backstage.
Wow.
So that has become my favorite song because I know what he does during that song. So that's what I always picture when I hear it. But their opening number is Detroit Rock City.
Yeah.
And it's a banger, you know? That's a great way to start a concert.
They have a lot. It seems like every song I think of theirs is a banger. they have so many of them. And I have a funny Paul Stanley story. So I lived in L.A. for years, and I went out to lunch with a buddy of mine. We gassed his car up. And who's at the gas station but Paul Stanley?
No.
Yeah. So my friend, his name's Jimmy Pardo, very good friend, great guy, very funny. He turns into a spaz. He's like, oh my God, I always have a Kiss CD in the car. Where is it? And he's looking around for it. So Paul will sign it. And he's like, yes. I can't believe this. And I said, oh my God, man, hold it together. You know, you're freaking out. Like he really
and you're
was
laughing at him, I bet.
Kind of, but I'm also like, yeah. You got to chill. You're going to freak him out, you know? And, we pull up and Paul pulls back and he pulls up to Paul and he just leans out the window. Cool as can be and says, love the new album. And Paul Stanley comes over to the car and starts talking to us. And he's like, what songs did you like? And he's really grilling. They had a great conversation. And when it was over, this was a couple minutes, but when we pulled away, I looked at him and I was like, I am in awe of you. Because I thought he was going to lose his mind.
Yeah,
and he pulled it together. And I just wanted to tell you, though, that Paul Stanley was really cool.
Yeah. Yes. We have actually been lucky to meet the current lineup. And, you know, I always have to remind people, Eric Singer, the drummer, yeah. and Tommy Thayer, the guitar player, they have actually been in KISS now longer than the original members. And I'm not saying that to bash Peter Criss and Ace Frehley because we love them. They help make KISS. But we've met the current lineup. We've met Ace Frehley. And the only person we haven't had the opportunity to meet is Peter Criss, though we did go to a Creatures Fest Expo in Nashville a couple of years ago. And he was there, and he did a show, and he was wandering around. So at least we got to wave.
Like he did like a music show?
Yeah. These expos are bananas. Yeah, they do KISS expos. They bring in almost anybody and everybody that has had any association with KISS. Jeez. And it's just the most fun thing ever. And of course, there's a huge, you know, buyer thing where you can go and buy. Everybody's got all their collectibles out for sale. And yeah, it's really incredible. Yeah.
I am talking with Terry Barr. She is a civic media personality and does great pieces. I love the thing you did. I think you did a thing about hamburgers in Seymour, maybe?
Hamburger
yeah.
Day.
It's so great. I was like, oh, that's where the hamburger's from. But tell us about Max Inc.
Max Inc. Radio is a specifically focused on Wisconsin artists, local music, and anyone that has anything to do with Wisconsin. So say you grew up here, but you decided to take your career elsewhere. We've got Madison Malone, who is in L.A. now. We've got Megan Rose, who's in New York City. We still consider them ours.
Yeah,
so anytime they do new music, they are welcome to be on the show, to share their music. And we do talk to other artists that might be coming through Wisconsin and touring. You know, one example was the Oak Ridge Boys. They come through every holiday, and they also played in Oshkosh during the summertime. So we did an interview with them, and that was super fun. Who doesn't love those guys?
Are they cool guys?
Yes. Yes.
So many of those bands, when they get older and have perspective, and maybe they always were cool. They seem like just much more, I don't know. That's really, I love hearing that guys are cool guys, you know?
Oh, me too. Sometimes you worry, you know, how is this going to go? But once you find out they like to talk about their pets and traveling and, you know, the rough road, the fun stuff. Yeah, they're just like us, and I love that. They really are. So that's very cool. But our show is live every Saturday night across the Civic Media Network and the app, of course. We start at 6 o'clock. We have what we call Live in the Lair from 9 to 10.
That's so fun.
And, yeah, we feature a band or an artist live for that entire hour, playing songs, talking to us about the songs. And I think what they appreciate is they can't do that anywhere else. They don't get that hour to actually showcase their music and themselves. And then from 10 to midnight, the show goes a little heavier. You know, we've got some awesome metal bands in Wisconsin.
Yeah. Well, your show is excellent. I think it's just, and it's what a great idea on a Saturday night. You know, it's just how fun.
And we have fun, and we hope the artists have fun. And we love to give our sponsors, you know, a little time on the air, and then anybody else that just is associated with anything in the music business, whether it's venues or other people trying to help musicians, just to give everybody a chance to kind of try to make it, because radio doesn't get to do that the way it used to break artists on the air.
Right.
So we like to think maybe someday one of these one of these amazing local artists, we're going to help them break through.
Going old school. Yeah, that's pretty cool. We just have about a minute left, Terry. So what I want to ask you, real tree or fake tree? What are we looking at in the bar home?
Oh, no. Oh, no. It always used to be real. And then in the last couple of years, it became fake. Two fakes. One is the Charlie Brown tree, definitely.
Oh, man.
How about you?
I'm fake, too, but was real for years. And it's just like, I don't know, you get old, you get lazy, whatever. But I'm totally fake. It's too easy. And they look too beautiful.
I know.
You know.
And all you do is pull it apart and stick it in a carton, and then you bring it back out again the next. I know, it's awful.
Well, Terry, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say hats off to all the Wisconsin Christmas tree farmers, though. We love you.
Yeah.
Thank you for all you do. Yeah.
Very nice. Well said. That's I had an opera singer in the studio and now a Kiss fan, so I've covered run the gamut here tonight. Thank you so much for joining me on a Friday night.
You are an equal opportunity kind of guy.
Thank you, Pete.
This was super fun. You're welcome.
Have a great weekend. It's Civic Media's Terry Barr. Thanks, Terry.
Bye-bye.
Bye. So Terry Barr is a fake. She goes for the fake tree. So far, that's the third Civic Media person I've talked to that is a big fan of the fake tree. And there's still time if you guys want to chime in. Do you do a real tree or do you do a fake tree? 920-264-0606. Let me know where you weigh in on the trees. There's a lot of different opinions there, but I'm a fake tree guy now. And hey, Conrad, do we have, we probably don't have time for another Christmas. In just a couple minutes, folks, Mike Clemens, we have a big sports weekend in Wisconsin. The Packers are playing Monday night against the Giants. The Badgers have a big game tomorrow. We'll see if they can do another upset. They're off to a great start. And, we'll see if we can get Mike's thoughts on what happened at Lambeau Field a few days ago. We'll talk to the pro in just a few minutes. Stick with me here, folks. We're in the home stretch. This is Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network, and I'm Pete Schwabo. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Nightlight. Pete Schwabo closing out the week here on Nightlight. Last chance to weigh in. Fake tree or real? What are you thinking, Wisconsin? 920-264-0606. Got some good texts. Keep them coming. We got a few more minutes. It is my pleasure now. We're talking sports with Mike Clemens. He's a phenomenal insider in sports, especially here in Wisconsin. And he joins us now on Nightlight. Hey, Mike.
I just show up, really, Pete. Nightlight is great.
Oh,
man,
thanks.
I love this show. I love the concept. I got excited when I heard about it. Unfortunately, fake tree, because a few years ago, my wife said, you're never around in December and stuff. And because I'm always flying around chasing the Packers or the Bucks or something like that. So, yeah,
well,
but the weird thing about it, too, is, every once in a while, I go in the basement. I go, "What is that big red thing?" And that's the fake tree. That's the new Christmas tree, and it looks like it's some sort of a Star Trek body bag or something. It's like the thing that they ship Spock off. It creeps me out when I go down there.
That's what
you get,
Mike, for being a hard worker. That's what your wife saddling your wife with that. But I'm a fake guy too. So, and you're like the hardest working guy I know, and you've got all the information. I love talking to you about this because, start us off. What do we look at? We got a big weekend here, don't we?
Well, this weekend, you got the Badgers that are looking really good. I mean, they started off kind of slow. There was one night where Greg Gard used some naughty words to talk about how slow his team was. They played like Providence? You look that up, it's got a student body like 5,000. You know, they do these warm-up games for these Big Ten teams, and this is like the Super Bowl for these schools that they pick. Maybe they get to come to Madison and play in the Kohl Center. And, they got zapped by one of them and played close with another one. Then they played number 9 ranked Tennessee. Kind of expected to lose to that one.
Yeah.
But man, a week ago on Saturday afternoon in Madison, they beat Marquette.
How about that?
And then Shaka Smart's got those guys coming out of the gates ranked number 3. And, you know, you got Shore and you got Chuck. And they got some great shooters with that team this year. And they came out on top. And they never took their foot off the gas in that game.
You think they got another upset in them for tomorrow? Or
I don't think so.
No.
Because I was just watching some of the Arizona Wildcats out there in Tucson, ranked number 1 in the country, undefeated so far. But it's, you know, the next great challenge for Greg Gard and his 23-24 Badger team.
Well, all those signature wins, too, down the stretch or when they're making selections for March Madness, they can come in handy. So it's still a great win to have in their pocket. But okay, Mike, so tell us what's going on. I know you were at Lambeau the other night. It was a star-studded affair. And then if you would, tell us what your outlook is for Monday against the Giants.
Well, first of all, you know, you pull up to the stadium. This happens every couple of years. I almost kind of get the sound of Jimi Hendrix all along the watchtower in my head, because Lambeau at night kind of turns into this fortress. And the snow is coming not straight down, sideways. Huh. And that was happening Sunday night. And it's, you almost get to the feeling like, and I just heard Dan Orlovsky talk about this on ESPN. He goes, there's some of these games where you pull up the stadium in Green Bay, and there's people keeping warm with fires in garbage cans. You know, it's like, where in the hell have you taken it?
Are we South Philly? Yeah, right.
I almost wondered if Patrick Mahomes is sitting in the front row of the, you know, visiting team's bus and turns to Andy and say, just turn around. Let's just force it. Come on, man. We don't need this, because it looked foreboding.
Yeah.
And sure enough, for a second week in a row, first the incredible game that we covered in Detroit on Thanksgiving, and now this one against the Chiefs, Packers score early and often, and you could just feel the momentum for the rest of the game.
Yeah.
And the one big thing, you know, we covered the game when they played the Steelers in Pittsburgh, and I did reports coming out of that saying, okay, so Green Bay lost again, this time to the Steelers, but something's different.
Yeah.
I mean, something clearly had improved with Jordan Love and his timing and that offense. And then to pull off that win that they did the other night against Patrick Mahomes, it's got to do with better pass protection, better timing in his part, and the receivers in more in time with the routes. And so that's how they pull off that huge win.
Does he have is Love getting there right when he needs to? Like, do you think this can carry them into the playoffs? I know they're on the bubble, but he's playing well.
I was just talking to somebody this afternoon. You know, the number one story of the NFC North in the NFL is going to be this year. Hmm. It's not going to be that the Lions won the division because they were coming on so strong last year.
Right.
It's not going to be that the Bears essentially still suck. It's going to be that Kirk Cousins had put up 24 points and then blew out his Achilles at Lambeau Field.
Yeah, how about that?
That's what changed the story.
Right.
And so as they drop, and now, you know, LaFleur's got them at 6-6. The Buffalo Bills are at 6-6.
Right.
You know, they actually have a chance at perhaps a wild card.
And it did not look that way 3 or 4 weeks ago. That's pretty incredible. Yeah.
No. And then you got injured players going down. You got Aaron Jones. Now, we talked to Aaron today. He's coming back from a sprained MCL where they carted him off the field. And he's thinking, oh, God, is this an ACL? I don't know if he's going to play Monday night. But they've done this, Pete, with rookies in that secondary, winning 4 of the last 5 games.
Stepping up, yeah.
Pretty amazing.
Yeah, it really is. Hey, Mike, we have about a minute left, but what do you think of the BCS? Who got snubbed? Ohio State, FSU? What do you think?
I don't know. Isn't that like, you know, you're a movie guy. Remember the scenes of The Sting where they saw this big back room fraud that's put on every year?
Yeah, the fake wire.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's
you got to figure out how to get in the back room there to find out how it's actually determined.
You know what? I would love to see that because it seems like kind of a racket because I would have done things differently. But I'm a casual fan, so what the heck do I know? You know,
right? But, right. So I'm rubbing my finger off my nose to you right now.
So let me be Paul Newman. That's all I'm asking for. You know?
There you go.
All right, Paul. Outstanding, Mike. Talking sports with Mike Clemens. Thanks so much for joining me on a Friday night. Keep up the great work, Mike.
Thanks, Pete. Sure appreciate it. And congratulations on the new show.
Thanks, buddy. We'll talk soon. All right. Mike Clemens, always the guy with the sweet hookup. So here are your recommendations. LA Confidential, Dolomite, Monk on Peacock with Green Bay native, Wisconsin native Tony Shalhoub, and Lioness. Check them out. Thanks for joining me tonight, folks. I want to thank all my guests. I'm Pete Schwabe. This is Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll see you Monday. Sing it to your best friends.